We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pascoe, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In the NFL, Cordell Patterson was diagnosed with a sprained ankle coming out of the Falcons' Week 10 loss to the Cowboys and appears unlikely to be ready to play Thursday against the Patriots. In the NBA, Evan Mobley was diagnosed with a sprained right elbow and is expected to miss 2 to 4 weeks. The star rookie emerged from Monday's loss to the Celtics with an elbow injury and has since been diagnosed as a sprain. While this is a disappointing setback for the number 3 overall pick, who's off to an outstanding start, the Cavs should be getting front court reinforcements soon in the form of Kevin Love and Lauri Markkanen, who have both been absent over the last 2 weeks due to COVID-19 protocols. LeBron James may be able to make his return to action on Friday against the Celtics. In MLB news, Noah Syndergaard signed a one-year, $21 million contract with the Angels on Tuesday. Syndergaard turned down the Mets' one-year, $18.4 million qualifying offer and will wind up making slightly more than that on the opposite coast. The 29-year-old comes up with a ton of upside thanks to his 3.32 career ERA, but he's missed almost 2 full seasons due to Tommy John surgery, returning late last season to throw just a pair of innings. Jose Berrios agreed Tuesday with the Blue Jays on a 7-year, $131 million extension. Toronto only had a year and a half of team control over Berrios when he acquired him from the deadline from the Twins this past season, but both sides evidently liked what they saw enough to commit to each other for a long time. Berrios may not stick around for the full 7 years, though, as Jeff Passan of ESPN.com reports that he'll be able to opt out after 5 seasons, but the Blue Jays can count on him remaining near the top of their rotation for an extended period. The righty is still just 27 years old and is coming off a season in which he produced a career-low 3.5 ERA, a number which is backed by career bests in strikeout rate, walk rate, and ground ball rate. In the NFL, here's some Week 11 waiver wire pickups. Consider Cam Newton. We have to think it won't take too long for Cam to catch up with the offense, and his biggest fantasy asset anyway has always been his ability to be the goal line back. Give the 5-5 Panthers credit for making a playoff push after losing Sam Darnold due to injury. We don't think you can trust Newton every week, but with Washington, Miami, Tampa Bay, and Atlanta still on the schedule, he can be streamed in for those games. At running back, you can consider Wayne Gallman. It doesn't look like Cordell Patterson will play this week and maybe next, and Mike Davis has largely been ineffective as 3.3 yards per carry is his average this year. Davis hasn't rushed for more than 53 yards in any game this season, so it makes sense for the Falcons to look to Gallman. Gallman had 16 touches against the Cowboys, and outside of Buffalo, Carolina, and New Orleans, it's a nice schedule for the rest of the season. At wide receiver, look to Marcus Johnson. Julio Jones is on the IR, and the Titans need to find someone to complement A.J. Brown with. There's a favorable schedule ahead for Johnson, facing the Texans twice, as well as Miami, Jacksonville, and Pittsburgh. Wide receivers don't suddenly emerge at age 27, but he will see a softer coverage playing opposite of Brown. In the NBA, we look to Yahoo DFS Tuesday picks. After a wild Monday night that included 11 games, the NBA only brings 3 games to the table Tuesday. The good news is that we still see a couple of exciting matchups. One features the 11-2 Warriors taking on the 10-4 Nets. Another matchup that jumps off the page is the Jazz playing host to the Sixers. The only downside is that Joel Embiid is still not eligible to return because of COVID. One player to target is Steph Curry against the Nets. As if Curry averaging 12.7 three-point attempts per game last season wasn't wild enough, he's averaging 13.3 three attempts this season. While he's only at 38.7%, the sheer volume alone has helped him average 5.2 made threes per game. Add his averages of 6.2 rebounds and 6.7 assists, and Curry has an extremely high floor in this matchup. Also consider Steph's brother, Seth Curry. Both Curry brothers could be appealing for the slate tonight. Not only will the Sixers be without Embiid, but Danny Green will also be ruled out. Curry's lack of assists and defensive stats do cap his upside, but he's parlayed a career-high 34 minutes per game into averages of 16.2 points and 2.5 three-pointers. There's also Paul George. Not much of an argument needs to be made for rolling with George and DFS whenever the Clippers play. With Kawhi Leonard out, George has a 34.2% usage rate, averaging 26.5 points per game. Combine that with his averages of 8.2 rebounds, 5.5 assists, and 2.2 steals, and you get one of the more appealing players for the slate, regardless of position. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.